In the year 1733, John Beck and two fellow workers left Europe to take the gospel for the first time to the Eskimos of Greenland. For 5 long years, these worthy men labored on, telling those slow-thinking and unkind folk the story of creation and of God's mighty power. Although their mission appeared to be doomed to failure, still they plodded on. One morning, as John Beck was working on his translation of the Bible, a group of hostile Eskimos kicked open the door of his little hut. Crowding around the table, they overturned pens, ink, and paper. "And what is this?" demanded Kearnik, the most villainous of the whole band, as he seized a sheet of manuscript. "Those black marks," explained Beck, "are words, the same as we speak." After a pause, Kearnik exclaimed, "This piece of paper hears and says words?" "Yes, this is so," replied Beck, relieved that the intruder had momentarily forgotten his mischievous intentions. Thrusting the paper into Beck's hands, he demanded that he make the paper speak. Only too happy to do so, he began reading bits of the Gospels. In the middle of the story of the crucifixion, he paused, conscious of a dead silence, so unusual that he felt it must surely mean mischief. On looking up, he was astounded to see Kearnik's dark face, convulsed with grief, and tears pouring down his cheeks. "Oh," he cried, "make the paper talk more. Go on. I would know more about this Jesus, for I too want to be saved." With tears of joy falling from his eyes, John Beck explained again and again the story of salvation, while his listeners hung on to his words with rapt attention. Kearnik accepted the Lord Jesus Christ there and then. And when the two other missionaries returned, weary and disheartened, from their work in a neighboring district, they found their comrade, the center of an inquiring crowd, all anxious and eager to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, the story of the Savior's dying love had melted the hardest heart. Well, friend of mine, may I ask you a question today? Has this story ever touched and won your heart? The blessed man of Calvary longs to be your Savior, too. Why not accept him now? By simple, childlike, believing faith, repenting of your sin and acknowledging him to be the King, the Master, the Redeemer, the Savior of your life. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. May the Lord bless you to do so, to know so today.